there being different types of porches, or there being names for different types of porches, like a porch from the second floor, or a real small porch, or something like that?
Well, there'd be a front porch, a back porch, and an upstairs porch.
Mm-hmm. And, do you ever hear of something like piazza, or anything, gallery, anything like that?
Yeah, I guess the gallery would be upstairs, wouldn't it?
Did you ever use those words much yourself?
No, not very much, but I heard them used. I knew what the people was talking about.
Yeah. And say that's open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell someone to...
Close the door.
Okay, or another word you might use instead of close?
Shut the door.
Okay. And you know, some houses have these boards that lap over each other like this.
Yeah. That's weatherboard.
Okay. And, say if you were going to hang up a picture, you might say, I took the hammer and I watched the nail in.
Drove the nail.
And if it didn't get in far enough, you say it's got to be?
Drove in further.
Okay. And, where did you used to keep, tools or stove wood?
Used to keep stove wood. Stack it out in racks, usually behind the garage or some building or up under the eave to keep it dry.
What about tools? Did you have a little building for that?
No, but I'm going to build me one day. I've been going to do that for 45-6 years. We have more trouble here hunting tools than anything I ever, and it's been that way all my life. Down at Daddy's, though, we never did have many tools.
Uh-huh.
We'd pick up a hammer, a piece of iron, and fix plow stock, and go on to the field, but this day and time you have to have some tools.
Mm-hmm.
I've got most of mine in a bucket out there. The toolbox tore up this year, and I just taken a bucket and throw them all in it.
Uh-huh. What would you call a little building that you might build for?
Tool shed.
Okay. And before they had bathrooms indoors, they used to have?
They had outdoor toilets.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for those you've ever heard?
No, some people call them the post office. Some people call them outbuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And,
the post office?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
That's right. You never have heard nobody say, well, I've got to go at the post office.
Not referring to that, no.
Well, these old country people used to refer to it as that.
Uh-huh. That was just joking.
Yeah, it was just joking. But they really did. They got to go out to the post office.
Uh-huh.
Then when you're taking a bath, you got the number 3 tub anywhere you could hide from the rest of them. Most of the times it'd be behind the well or it'd be dark.
Mm-hmm.
I went out of many a night and drove the tub, number 3 tub of water and got in it right out of the well.
That sounds too cold.
Then when I got my pump before I put my bathroom in, I parked the car out there and taken a bath in it 28 degrees right under the water hose. You can't go to bed coming out of these fields and go to bed and ain't your dirt on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there wasn't many times I've done that, but I have around 40 degrees many a time. That's right. That'll do you good. If you can stand it, you're in good health.
Yeah. You mentioned a little while ago the word spigot. Do you mean on a sink?